Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Friday, January 28th, 2022. And tonight, I will be talking about light, darkness, and the paranormal. And as always, to find all episodes of the podcast, as well as links to social media, ways to donate, and other ways to contact me, you can visit the podcast page, which is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. And Salcedo is spelled S-A-L-S-I-D-O. Always looking forward to hearing from everyone, whether you have comments or questions, or topic suggestions for episodes, or stories of experiences, whether they're your own or others that you trust. Always happy to take them in and then share them on the show, either by reading them, if you send them in a text format, or if you would like to join me on the show, I'd be happy to have you join me here in Discord, which is where I do the streams, and we can talk about your experiences live on the show. And go from there. Sometimes it's always very interesting to see what thoughts pop up when you're talking about your experiences, when you're talking with others about them. That's one thing I've noticed, and even recently. So a little while back, I thought I was going to do a special monthly episode, topic-based, but then I realized, well, I'm doing that every Friday anyway, so this is going to be one of those Friday episodes, based on an idea I had a few months ago about looking into kind of the symbolism behind light and darkness and how those apply to the paranormal. So, I've got a couple of articles I've already linked in the chat here, and I'll share them in the episode description. I'm just going to kind of skim over these articles. You are welcome to check them out and read them completely so that you can get all the details. But I found I like doing shows this way because I can kind of condense the information in these articles, at least somewhat, and then get to thoughts and other experiences that they might bring up from reading them. So that's kind of how I do things anyway. So the first article I'm going to start go with here is the meaning of light. 8 surprising symbols in literature and dreams. And it mentions here that light has been a symbol of good in the world in many different cultures and religions and societies. And of course, the opposite of that is darkness is a lot of times considered bad, which is where this idea of a battle between good versus evil, light versus dark, comes from. So that's the basic meaning that a lot of people that maybe don't look at all this stuff would think of if they haven't, again, looked into mythology and religions and symbolism more. That's definitely what I was more familiar with. I'm only now starting to look into more mythology and religion and all that. So this episode is not going to feature a ton of that just because I haven't gotten to it yet. But anyway, so let's see here. So this article starts off talking about that. Mentions that one of the meanings and symbolisms is light as in being life, both on Earth and in the afterlife. So as people who have had near-death experiences talk about how they had an option or a choice to go towards the light or come back. And that this article mentions that that was a symbolic of going towards heaven in the afterlife, or whatever afterlife you believe in that is good. So, of course, it mentions in Christianity, God was said to have first created life, but his first step was to create light, which is the basis, according to this, where all life would grow and thrive. Light is also said to be the sort of life, even outside of religious or non-spiritual myths and teachings. According to science, the light was brought about as a result of the Big Bang. It's said to be an expanding source of light that led to the creation of our universe. And then, of course, there's the sun, which is a burning ball of light that provides energy to us here on Earth. And that's plants, allows plants to use, to grow. And also humans and animals take many medical benefits from absorbing light. So, let me see here. There tends to be a unified understanding that light is a key source and provider of life, according to this article here. The next thing it mentions is light as in divinity, which, in divine life, which that basically means life that is not, I believe as far as this article is saying, it means life outside of, at least originally outside of humans, as in creator or God, and the angels often appear in the form of light. So, yeah, it says God and angels often appear in the form of light, which is interesting. And then that opposite of that, of course, and I've there's another article here. The opposite of that would be darkness, which would be a symbol of death and evil. And so that's why in so many different mythologies and in some religions, darkness is associated with bad beings, evil beings that are opposite of the creator and their messengers or beings associated with them. It says certain deities often have a blurred line between the definition of light or the sun. So, which is interesting. It mentions Egyptian mythology. Ra was the sun god, or god of light, and was considered to be the most powerful of the Egyptian gods. That's why I like this article. It does kind of bring up different religions and mythologies and all those things. I found a couple other articles, but they were like pretty much practically like college papers, and they're just so much detail that I couldn't get through them all in this episode in any way. So again, the first two, you know, the first two things in this article they mention are light as life, and then divinity. Of course, the opposite would be darkness, would be death and basically evil. The third thing this article mentions light as being a symbol of purity and ultimately good. And again, so mentions though that it's very unspecific, which means everyone will have a good is a subjective and unspecific word, so everyone will have their own interpretation of good. But so light is often seen as part of something, as in the, it mentions the light versus darkness, and good versus evil battle. It says in Chinese, in ancient Chinese philosophy, it mentions the and I don't know if the right way to say these words, the yin and the yang, are that's the typical, the circle you see of light and dark with a dot of the opposite in the middle of each section, I believe. So, and it's a, that's the representation of both dualism and opposing forces. And it mentions that when referring to someone that has good morals or someone seen as a good part of society, you'll hear references to their inner light. So, and it's, again, it's referring to someone that is good, at least in the from the perspective of the people that, that are talking about this person, and a way of indicating their internal, like I said, the morals and the way they act, I guess. So when it talks about light being that the symbol of purity and openness, again, purity it mentions again, so as in, and I believe it means like honest, as well, transparency. Says these pure souls are often said to be, to give off a certain glow or radiance. So, and again, that would mean dark would be the opposite, hidden, evil, you know, basically dishonest, lying. So, I'm kind of trying to summarize all this through this article with the whole, kind of trying to summarize both articles in a way while I'm going through this one article, just by that, and talking about the opposites. So, let's see here. So the next thing this mentions is, I lost my spot. That's not good. Hang on. Get my, okay. Okay. Now this one is interesting because I hadn't heard of this, but it makes sense in a way. Light is also a symbol for celebration. And there are festivals that are held around the world that are known as festivals of light. But which is true, I've heard that before. Obviously, but it mentions different festivals in Hinduism and celebration of light's triumph over darkness. So this mentions mentions different festivals similar to that within other cultures. So mentions all of these celebrations have the basically imply the ideas of hope and strength and being together that come from the light and the victory that it has over darkness. So I guess that would mean that the darkness would be the opposite, as in basically being alone, apart, the opposite of a celebration. So there's that's an interesting one if you look at it that way. Let me see here. The next one this mentions is light as guidance. Following a path. And that's a common thing among a lot of religions and fables. The follow a path of light for guidance. It says literature often mentions this. And what's interesting about this is it says it often shows, literature often shows divine light in the form of a glowing orb from which a lost soul, a person, can use to find their way. Now, of course, orbs, people see lights from time to time, and sometimes they're moving, other times not. Makes me wonder if in some cases maybe some of these orbs that people see, maybe they're meant to be guides, but people don't necessarily think of that. They just are wondering why there's a strange light there. So that's an interesting one there. Lights are often used to show a path in a very physical sense. So it mentions street lights, lights on the runway, lights in tunnels. Basically, the physical representation of that as in being a guide to show a safe path, a route to follow. And mentions we see through visual light, and this helps us get through the world around us. Without light, there'd be only darkness, which would make it harder to get around if you can't see anything. That is definitely true. I'm those that don't know me, I have low vision, so I deal with darkness in a way because I have to wear a blindfold a lot because my eyes get worn out easily, and it's a different thing when you don't see anything at all, or just basically darkness in front of you. You can obviously navigate, but it's more difficult. So definitely, especially if you're not used to that. Let's say if you had vision, then you lost it, which is not good. It can be hard to adjust to all that. So it says spiritually, light can guide someone that needs to follow moral or personal paths. And it mentions someone seeing the light and making decisions that change their life. And that's another way of guiding. And then this is also a symbol for people who feel lost in life. Or maybe you could also say they're in the dark. That's another saying. They don't mention that in this article, but just comes to mind. And then they find something that is almost like a light that they can latch onto and follow and use as a reference to move on. And they sometimes they'll call that say that they saw the light. So, let me just check on the chat here. Okay, we're doing good. All right, so, let's see here. The next thing this article mentions is wisdom and knowledge. And it also mentions... It also mentions owls in association in relation to that. I'm not sure where. Maybe that's something for another day. It mentions the terms enlighten and seeing the light, shining a light on the subject. So, and then of course the opposite of that would be darkness would be in the dark, like I said earlier, not knowing. So that's an interesting parallel there. Wow, this is definitely polarities, dualisms. So let's see here. It says people that have had negative experiences in life or have followed wrongful paths are often said to have seen the light when they suddenly change their life for the better, and then they gain knowledge and wisdom through all their experiences, both good and bad. So it says, and religion and different religion teachings, you can ascend to a higher form in the afterlife, and that is also mentioned or referred to as enlightenment. So then this next one is mentioned as hope, which kind of a lot of these kind of overlap. It's a sign of hope and promise. This comes this mentions darkness again. Darkness cannot dispel light, but the faintest glimpse of light can give basically a people hope. It's basically that idea of seeing the light at the end of a tunnel. You see hope somewhere in the future. It says that the fact that light can overcome darkness is often said to be a way to give hope, both in a physical and spiritual meaning, sense. Light, it says, is comforting for those that are afraid of the dark in the physical world. And it can also be comforting for those that are in a dark place spiritually or mentally. And it mentions, I just mentioned that, so we're good there. So, and that said that another way that the light and the hope are kind of connected is that angels and other forms of divine light are said to be messages from a creator or from a god to give hope and promise when needed. And the last one here in this article is light as truth. Let's see here. And from there it says that giving light or shedding light, the mentions the reference of shedding light on a subject is to show the truth about it. I guess that's associated with the knowledge and all that as well. Although, I think you have to be careful with truth in some cases, because perspective can also change things. Again, going back to the idea that light and darkness, they can symbolize opposites, good and evil, but that isn't always the case necessarily. So let's see here. Just getting to the end of this article. Says, okay, let's just review what it already said. So that's basically the article, and I thought it was interesting. It mentioned a lot of connected things, connected symbols, that in addition to light, that are really interesting. So going to this other article here, The one that is called What Does Darkness Symbolize? Fear and Evil is the subtitle. And it says, darkness is a symbol of mystery, sadness, and fear, but it can also symbolize protection for people who use the cover of darkness to escape detection. So, let me see here. And it gives a little list of the meanings of darkness, which it says could be evil, death, sadness and depression, mystery and the unknown, ignorance, the power of light. I'm not sure I might understand that one. Taboo, suspense, protection, deceit, secrecy, and that's interesting. It has protection twice. But that's the interesting thing about this. I don't think I really need to read this whole article. I think we kind of got a basic idea of things from there. Yeah. Oh boy, owls. Apoc says, yeah. That's probably a subject for an entire other show, I think. So I should add that to the topic list. But that's the interesting thing to me about the whole light and darkness thing is that I do agree that, you know, light and darkness are used to symbolize good versus evil or life or death, basically these opposite things. But like that article on darkness says, darkness isn't always bad. You know, if you're running from something or someone, if you're in a dangerous situation, sometimes darkness can be good if you use it to escape. And also, just thinking about light and going back to personal experience and just the metaphors in general, I mean, if there's too much light, then that can be just as blinding, in a way, as complete darkness. So, it's really interesting how there's this good versus evil thing, but then there's also they're not necessarily completely good or evil. The light and darkness, it can be different things. So I thought that was really interesting looking into this. Just in that, like I said, if you go from darkness to light too quickly, or if you go from a complete darkness to a well-lit room, what happens? Your eyes have to adjust because it's hard to see. Or even the opposite, from light to dark. So I think that's interesting in a lot of ways. Also, getting back to the paranormal, which is the other half of this show I wanted to talk about, is that there are that association of light and darkness. Yeah, I'm just going to stop here for a second because this is a really good comment. Apoc says they can both be constructive or destructive tools. Yes. And then there's that quote from a certain comic book character that I won't mention just in case we ever this podcast ever gets big enough to where we have to worry about copyright. I do love that quote about responsibility coming from power. That's all I'll say about that. But getting back to the paranormal and different things that people see when they have experiences, whether it's forms of light or forms of darkness, you do see differences. Not all forms of light are always give off positive vibes. Especially if they're different colors, it seems like different colors can give off different feelings, but it's not directly related to colors all the time either. But then also the same can be said of dark darkness of shadows, shadow figures of different kinds. They're not all evil. Sometimes they're indifferent. Other times it seems like they don't even notice the person that sees them. It's really interesting when you look at these different sides of the paranormal. That there are some people that maybe if they don't necessarily get a feeling from whatever they're seeing, if they see light, they think it must be something good, and if they see dark, it must be something bad. I think that's partly to do with the different mythologies and cultures and religions, and that's understandable. I'm not in no way putting anyone down for that. Then there are some stories where people are surprised by these beings because they don't do what they expect them to do. So I think that's really interesting. I have, in my apartment, I had something or someone that liked to stay in my bedroom, which I use for a storage room. They used to like to just stay in that closet for a long time. I was there for years. And every once in a great while, it would come out and just kind of stand off in a distance. And I would see it. It'd be a shadow. But I never got any bad feelings from this being. And it seems like it has left. About a month or two, maybe a few months ago, I noticed one night when I went into that room just to put something away, I wasn't getting that feeling anymore, and I hadn't been for a while. It always just gave off a feeling of, I don't mean any harm, I just need somewhere to be, to stay, leave me alone. And I always did, and there was never a problem. I've seen it a couple of times, and it was basically just a shadow figure. I couldn't even see arms and legs or hands or anything like that. It was just like a person-sized dark blur. Darker than the rest of the apartment because it was at night. And so it was mostly dark in here. But, so I find that really interesting. And, it does seem like throughout time, their light and darkness have been noticed by people and given meanings and associations, and that they're connected. It's one of the things those articles talk about is that they can almost be seen as like a cycle of creation and or destruction, but and or just there being light coming from darkness, but without darkness, then you wouldn't notice that light coming from it. So it's just, this was really fun to look into. I know I'm there's probably a lot more I could talk about, but like I said, I'm not an expert in religions or mythology or any of that. I just like to learn what I can, but I thought these articles were really interesting. They kind of highlighted some of these different thoughts and beliefs from around the world. I would recommend reading them and I guess doing your own research into the topic. So I think that's where I'm going to end for today. Hopefully you all enjoyed it. I'm still very much getting used to doing these topic-based episodes. But hopefully I'll just keep getting better with time. Thank you all for listening, whether it's on the live stream or on the podcast page or on YouTube. No matter which way you listen, I always appreciate it. So thank you and have a good night. And I'll talk to you all on Monday on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal.